Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am Olympia Lapointe, here to share with you some great, great tips and advice on how you can see the world in such a different way that you change your life. If you have been reading the news, you have been seeing a lot of things present. You have been seeing more than likely Elon Musk's new company, Neuralink. It looks to upgrade your brain with a technical approach. Elon Musk wants to computerize your brain. And a lot of people are talking about this. It's in the news. He has such different way of looking at things. Specifically, his Neuralink venture deals with targeting the human-computer link in what he calls an entrepreneur aspect. Elon Musk has started a new company called Neuralink in what's widely seen as a bid to add a symbolic computer layer to the human brain. And Elon Musk has described this neural lace, what he is creating with his team, that could add a digital layer to the human brain in a way that it has a way for us to interact with computers. Now, do you think this is possible? Do you think that this is able to be done? Now, there's a lot of details that's being made to the public, and there's a lot of speculation on the centers of how this is actually going to work. How is this new venture going to have these ideas to brain computer link actually working together? Can ideas be generated from computers and computers be running off with your ideas and vice versa? Is this the end of the world? Some people are saying. In reality, it's not. Olympia Lapointe, I'm here to share with you that it's not. In reality, there's one key component that this particular computer system is forgetting: the art of finding intention through your thought. Now, this particular show is how you actually can describe destiny and free will and explain it through science. Now, all these computers that exist out there that are creating this interface and these computers are operating, these smart computers with artificial technology, they're missing one key component, and that's a key component that humans have that computers don't. Are you ready for this? I'm going to share with it what it is. It is intention. It is intention. Now, I'm going to describe today destiny and free will through what I call chaos theory mathematics. It's a scientific approach that represents what happens in real life. Now, let me describe chaos theory to you a little bit more in detail. What chaos theory is specifically is a mathematical approach to represent how things happen in life that are not linear, meaning some things interact and interplay in situations that you have no clue of how it's going to turn out. And you can have two particular type of end states. You can either have something that is going to lead you to a stalled position where you don't get a chance to actually grow and innovate, or you can lead to a position where you are succeeding that will lead you to something else where you continue to grow. And everything in life, everything in the universe operates to this mathematical equation. Now, you might be wondering, what mathematical equation is this? It's chaos theory. Now, it represents things that stall or go to a death state. It just stops moving. Or it can go towards something that continuously moves. Like, for example, if you look at the sky, the weather is like that. You will have storms and systems that start up. Sometimes in certain areas, there's a hurricane versus other places, there's not. That's modeled through chaos theory. That's how our computerized systems with our weather forecasting works. We have chaos theory that gets us to Mars. There's certain pathways in space that you travel on that will allow you to almost fling the ship over towards far distant planets because you don't have enough gas to get there. It's using chaos theory. We not only use chaos theory within trying to go far places and get to great places, but it's also used with reshaping the brain itself. Now, I know what you're wondering. How on earth can you do this? Now, if you have a sheet of paper, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to help you understand exactly how intentions work and how this chaos theory works with defining free will. So if you have a blank sheet of paper, I want you to find it. I want you to get a pen. I'll wait a couple of seconds. If you're listening to this online, this is great. Find a piece of paper. Find a pen. I'll talk a little bit more so you can get that. If you're watching this on the YouTube video that's going to be posted in a couple of days, that's great. You're going to get that. You're going to see that. You're going to actually start using it. You're going to be able to see what I'm drawing here on the YouTube video. So that's wonderful. All right. So if you have your piece of paper, hopefully it's a big sheet of paper, just a 8.5 by 11 size sheet of paper. Typing paper is just fine. If you have the sheet of paper, turn it horizontally so it's the direction is not up and down, but side to side, so it's horizontal. So I want you to take the sheet of paper out. All right, take your pen. And the first thing we're going to do is on one side of the sheet of paper, what we're going to do is draw a big circle to the left and maybe around 6 inches to the right. We're going to draw another circle. All right, so you're going to draw a circle to the left, and then you're going to draw a circle to the right. Now, the shortest distance between two points is a line, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to draw a line from the left circle to the right. It's just a straight line that we're going to draw. All right, once you've now drawn that straight line from the left to the right, now I want you on this line to put like a little kind of put a little small circle on the outside of the left circle. Put a little circle around the left circle. So you're going to actually encase the left circle in a slightly bigger circle. All right. Now, on this particular line, you're first going to draw a tick mark, maybe a couple of centimeters to the right. You're going to call it thought. So on this line, you're actually going to put thought. A little bit more to the right, you're going to put a little tick mark on the line, and you're going to call it a feeling. And a little bit more on the line, you're going to put a tick mark. You're going to call it a plan. And then the next tick mark is what we're going to call an action. So on this line is little tick marks. And then on the ends of the line is two circles. So the left circle, we're going to call this an event. So on your piece of paper, we're going to call it an event. And then the right circle, very far right circle, we're going to call it an outcome. All right. Now, what I'm about to explain to you is very deep. Now, if you can look at your piece of paper, you have an event that's happening at the left, and you have an outcome that is happening to the right. All the time in life, there's some sort of initiating event that causes us a different way of seeing a situation. An event. It can be a birth. For example, one of my dear friends, Bettina, she just had a grandchild. She's young like myself. And she was a young mom and she just now had a grandchild. Congratulations to her. She has just had an event in her life. So that is what we consider an event. Now, from that event, we have certain thoughts. From thoughts, we have feelings. From feelings, we generate what we call a plan, and then we take action based on that, and our action produces something that is a new outcome. And so that's to the right. When we have a thought, that is actually what we call an energy. An energy transforms a situation, and the thought itself is carried through in the body through the nervous system. And that's where we get feelings from. Feelings come up in so many different areas. We know the five basic senses, which is like the taste, the touch, the smell, the hearing, the sight. Then from that feeling, we make a decision if we're going to act on it or not. And if we do decide to act on it, then we usually consider a plan. And then we then take an action. That action then, that result of the thought manifesting itself into a physical form where we actually take our being and transform situation produces what we call a new outcome. All right, that's how we have basically been able to see psychology and type of brain action before then, but I'm going to introduce something to us that's new. Right before thought on that line, you're going to, just to left of it, you're going to put a tick mark and you're going to call that intention. Now, right before thought, we have what we call an intention. An intention is not a goal. An intention is not, okay, I'm going to graduate from college. Oh, I'm going to have a child. I'm going to start a business. No, that's not an intention. An intention is the purpose of why, what it is that you want. Like, for example, do you want to find a way to be able to change your dysfunctional background? Do you want to heal? That's an intention. Do you want to be able to help people? That's an intention. If you want to be a person that changes the way that the entire judicial system works, that's an intention. An intention is something that motivates us, and it is the underlying of everything that we do. Computers do not have this. Only humans do. Now, if you were to look at this line, the only thing that travels in a straight path from A to B is light. The only thing that travels in a straight line from A to B is light. There's nothing else that travels faster than that. Nothing that we have ever been able to recognize or theoretically postulate travels faster. Now, this line between the event and the outline of the outcome on your particular piece of paper is the straightest path that can exist. And on that, you have an intention that creates a thought, that creates a feeling, that creates this plan of action, and that generates a new outcome. All right, so keep that in mind. Now you're going to take another sheet of paper. So hopefully you have another sheet of paper with you. You're going to take another sheet of paper and you're going to do something big. All right, we call this the Trinity Effect. I like this. It's all called the Trinity Effect. All right, if we go back on the sheet of paper to where we saw the event that we drew out in that straight line, we're going to circle both the intention. We're going to circle the intention, and we're going to call that a part of the TRIA brain. The TRIA brain is responsible for intention, and it's also going to merge different area of thought. So thought and intention is going to be combined with the TRIA brain, and the TRIA brain is the left, right, and center part of the brain. Now, the feeling is what we call the right brain. The plan and action together is what we call the left brain, logical part. The outcome is the manifestation of a thought and intention. All right, so hopefully you have that down. And if you're watching it online with this YouTube video in a couple of days, you'll see exactly what it is that we're drawing. All right, on this next sheet of paper, you're going to actually draw three circles now. To the very far left, you're going to keep it very far apart. You're going to draw a circle to the left, a big circle to the left. And then on the far right piece of the paper, you're going to draw two circles. They're going to be, one is going to be towards the top of the paper, and the other one is going to be towards the lower part of the paper. All right, so one is towards the first part of the paper, the top. One circle is to the left side of the paper. The other two circles are towards the right side of the paper. One circle is towards the top. One circle is towards the bottom. All right. Now you have three circles. The very far left circle, we're going to call it an event. And then the very far right two circles, the top one, we're going to call this one growth. And the other bottom circle, we're going to call this stalled. Like a stalled state where you get stuck, or you can call it stuck, either one. All right. Now, in between these circles, I want you to draw like little small circles everywhere. Just draw little small circles every single where that you see. All right. All these little small circles, you're going to draw them inside. You're going to inside between these two particular circles that are there. All right. Now, what I want you to do is connect all the dots, the little small circles inside the main part of the body. You're going to connect them with little lines that exist. Now, once you connect them all with little lines that exist, you're going to do this for a couple more seconds. You're going to connect as many lines as you can. And you're going to connect these little small circle dots that you have drawn between these two circles in a way in which is completely, everything is connecting. All the little circles are connecting. Even the big circles to the far right are connecting to the smaller circles inside. So you're going to draw this as far as you can, as in everything that you have. All right. You're going to draw this as much as you can, those far little circles. All right. So this that you've just drawn on this chart is representing chaos theory. Now, it's not going to be all these little straight lines like you hear, that you see here. That's actually the best case scenario, that they're little straight lines. But you're going to have a little curved pathways between all these different little pieces of the puzzle. Now, what you've just drawn is chaos theory representation. Something, event happens, and there's two type of outcomes that can exist. Something that can grow to the far right and something that can die to the far right as well. So you can create any pathway to any one of these particular outcomes, growth or stalled state. Now, we're also going to do this. We're also going to draw a little small circle around each one of the biggest circles that we see. So we're going to draw a little circle around the biggest circles that we see. And then this is what we call a sphere of influence. Once you get really, really close to one of those big circles, you're what we call in chaos, well, it's not really called this in chaos theory mathematics, but in chaos mathematics, there's a state in which if you get so close and so near to a particular location, you will be sucked in. Now, sucked in is not a science term. It's a term in which we'll get the point across to you. But once you become really close to one of these outside circles of the bigger circles, you get sucked into that place. All right. Now I'm going to go deep on you. I hope you're ready. This is the outcome. All those little straight lines that you drew from all those particular points and places in your particular drawing, those little circles that you drew, they're what you call intention. The intention is the force that draws two events together. It's a force. It's an energetic force. It's something that we scientists have not figured out how to measure. Now, Elon Musk company is trying to figure out something about how this intention works, but they do not know. Humans are the only beings that have these particular, what we call, intentions. Now, if you look also at this particular drawing that you've made, these straight lines that connects all the little dots together, they're called the intentions. And around each one of the smaller circles that you've drawn on your particular piece of paper, all the little smaller circles, you're also going to create a little sphere around them. This is what we call free will. Now, let me describe what free will is a little bit more in detail to you. Depending on where you are in space and time, you see certain things. Now, for example, I'm here in Los Angeles, and I'm in a room that is completely, it looks like there's dark eggshells on the wall with foam. I'm in a studio here. How I see the world, my perception of the world is in a radio studio. Now, that is completely different than my friend that lives over in London who is working and acting right now. He's on the set. His perception of the world is different physically because he is in a different point in space and time. There is nothing that separates us other than this fact. We are in different places. It's called spatial recognition. We are not in the same place. We will not see the same things because we are having light hit our senses in a different way. There's no person that can be in two places at one time physically. So around each one of these small circles that is drawn on this particular chart that you have written is a little circle, and it's called free will. And each one of the points There's points around each one of the circles, the smaller circles. That is the direction that you can take based on what you are seeing in your environment. Now, if you are seeing only certain things in front of you, you will only go in the direction of what you can see. So right now, the only thing I can see on how to get out this room is a door or the window where I see my wonderful producers, but I can't go through the window. I can go through the door. So I have two options. I can either do something that's really difficult, go through the window, or I can go through the door. Wherever you are, look around. What are your options of getting out of where you are? If you're outside, where you look around. You usually see what's in front of you, but you can't see what you are not able to see or what you're not turned to. That is where intuition comes in. Intuition, if you know what I talk about, is a part of the trier brain. It's part of the faith sector of the brain. So your intuition is your additional senses that allows you not only to see what is in front of you, but see all around you at the same time. We have a natural born intuition, a part of our brain. And this is what has not been scientifically measured. The person who finds a way to identify and scientifically measure intuition and how we can see things not only with our eyes, but with all the other senses that we have, will be the person who will gain the Nobel Peace Prize. Our brain naturally has intuition, and that allows us to know the direction of how we can travel on our intention. It is a direction to allow you to know how to travel on your intention. We have been, as humans and animals even, have been given the ability to have intuition. It's when you know something is about to happen when you don't, when you know a past experience is going to link to something else. It's when you have this chill in your system, when you know that you have the answer, but you just don't know how to show it yet. This is what we call intention. And allows you to be able to know all the different pathways where you can go. These pathways of intention lead us to two different spots, and it's based on what our beliefs are. These intentions that we have, based on the situations that we encounter, can have us go towards one state, which is growth and well-being, that is health, that allows us to continuously evolve and grow, or it leads us to a state of stall. Some people call it death, and in religions, they call it sin. Growth or stalled state. Whatever it is that you have in your brain, whatever it is that you have in your mind, whatever it is that you think is based on what your intention is. For example, if you want to become a person who is able to help people on a massive scale in the entertainment industry, you have an intention towards that. So when you have are placed with situations where you are can either work on what it is that you are passionate about or do something in which will give you just temporary gratification, your intention and your drive to carry out what it is that you want to do will help you make the thought successful that you have in your brain. And the thought would be, I'm going to actually focus on the future. I'm not going to focus on this temporary enjoyment. I'm going to focus on what's in front of me so I can get to where I need to go. And that then changes that into a decision. And you feel motivated about going on a pathway towards growth. And then you figure out the plan. All right, I'll put together this particular episode and I'll have other people look at it and then we can create it. That's what the action is. And then you have an outcome, which is a show. Or you can have a different thought. You can be presented with a temporary gratification. You can be invited to a party or invited to spend time with somebody. And you go, and then you spend time on that. And then you realize you've just sold yourself short. You no longer have the energy or time to go do the things that you're passionate about. And then as a result, you feel guilty. And as you start to feel guilty, you start feeling shame, and then you start feeling angry. So these are feelings that come up, and then you stop yourself by going forward. And then that leads you to a stalled state where you don't really create the show episode. You don't really create what it is that you want to do. You end up going to a stalled state where you get stuck. Meanwhile, there's someone else out there that's had that intention, that's carrying it out with a thought, they're feeling it, and they're creating an action, and they'll do it. And not you. We have a choice. Free will is choosing the direction that we want to go. We have multiple futures that exist at the same time. It's our choice on which one we want to choose. So when we have free will, that is gearing us towards a destiny. The destiny is the growth or the stalled state. Now, there's destinies that exist. The growth that exists can come in multiple forms. It still exists. But it is your free will that gets you there, and the free will points you in the direction of your intention. So, there's a couple of things that you can do to help manifest what it is that you want in life. And I hope this chaos theory map shows you how the free will and intention and destiny all work together, because they do. I mean, I'm a strong believer that the spiritual world as well as the scientific world maps and is a one-to-one mirror relationship between the two of them. There's something that you can do. The first thing that you can do is this. The first one is you can actually spend time with yourself. You can spend time with yourself. And sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes we want to spend time with loved ones. Sometimes we want to go out and do things. But sometimes you need to actually spend time with yourself. It's when you spend time with yourself, you figure out what you are passionate about and what you desire in life. And if you don't do that, you won't really know your intention. When you spend time with yourself, you will identify what you personally are passionate about. It's through your passion that you figure out what your intentions are. With that, you will know how to understand what your free will is. And the second tip that I would give you about this is for you to focus on your intuition. Now, your intuition, I know this is something that is not necessarily relayed as scientific, but it is. For me, it's a part of your tree of brain. It's part of the faith sector of your brain. Everyone has intuition. And that is my firm, strong belief. I experience intuition. People I know experience intuition. Innovators experience intuition. Elon Musk even experiences intuition. We all have that natural capability in us. And this is being able to see things or understand things or interpret things that we do not physically see or experience yet. So there's ways to actually increase that. And if you have listened to any of the other shows, I actually talk about a show with intention and intuition. So check out those two shows. When you focus on just being, not thinking, but just being an observant and just taking in the environment that you are in, you naturally build intention. You naturally build your intuition. And your intuition allows you not only to see what is in front of you, it allows you to be able to see what's behind you and what's in front of you and the sides of you, meaning it is independent of space and time. You don't have to spend time analyzing the past. You don't have to spend time analyzing the future. What you have to do is appreciate what is in just what you are experiencing. When you do that, that naturally opens up the intuition that you naturally have in your brain. Another thing that you can do, simple thing, I actually learned this from a great mentor in Northern California, Sean Wolf, who is like an energy worker. He said, just simply take a coin, feel it, hold it, and flip it. And just keep asking yourself, what is this going to be once it comes up? Flip a coin. And then flip it, and once it falls, you, in your brain, just imagine what it could possibly be. Go over to it, see what it is. Do this 100 times. This is like building your intuitive muscle in your brain. And so this is allowing you to be able to see what is happening with your eyes closed. That's just one easy, easy tip. And the third particular tip I would give is this. Make the decision to always grow. Because when you make the decision to always grow, no matter what, when you have in your consciousness that you will grow no matter what challenge is in front of you, what difficult situation is in front of you, when you always have that decision, when you always make that choice from that decision, you will always be on a path that will get you on the growth state. So when you get to that growth state, you'll be sucked into success and there is no turning back. I am happy to be here with you. Hopefully this description of how destiny free and free will explained by science is going to help you in your life. I am Olympia LaPointe. I am so thankful that you always tune into us every Wednesday on Answers Unleashed. And always check out our website for past podcasts, answersunleashed.com. You can go to /podcast. You can find out about all the past shows that we have. We are so thankful to broadcast here through Pierce Community College in Woodland Hills. Check us out on kpcradio.com. I'm so thankful to be able to broadcast here where thousands of people across, not only locally here in Los Angeles, but we have thousands of people across the world. And wow, 600,000 people just alone that search for me from the TED Talk that come in just to check out shows. And then you're also able to call us on 888-88-ANSWERS for questions about how these things relate so you can unleash answers in your own life. Until next time, I am Olympia LaPointe here with you with Answers Unleashed.